From Washington, this is VOA News. Kurdish fighters and IS militants are in an intense battle for a border crossing, and the U.S. envoy says there is a staggering need in the Ebola response. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. Islamic State militants continue to clash with Kurdish fighters in the northern Syrian town of Kobani in a battle that has stretched on for 6 weeks just south of the Turkish border. Smoke could be seen rising from Kobani again today. VOA correspondent Scott Bob reports on the latest fighting from the Turkish-Syrian border.
Fighting has intensified since Sunday night between the Islamic State militants and fighters of the Kurdish militias. There has been mortar, heavy machine gun fire, and the lighter fire. The point of contention, again, continues to be the border crossing to Turkey, which is where the reinforcements are due to traverse any time now. But sources inside Kobani have told us by telephone that there was fighting on three sides of the city overnight, to the east, to the south, and to the west. Today, the fighting is mostly concentrated around the border crossing, but it's quite intense compared to previous days. Scott Bob, across the border from Kobani.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is calling attention to the need for a greater response to the Ebola outbreak that has killed nearly 5,000 people in West Africa. Samantha Power posted on Twitter early today after spending a day in Guinea that the scale of the need is staggering. She spoke on the task of defeating Ebola.
Together, we can beat this epidemic. We have beaten every Ebola epidemic in history, and we will do so if we dramatically increase our involvement and our engagement.
You're listening to VOA News. South Korean prosecutors demanded the death penalty today for the captain of the Sewol ferry that sank in April, killing more than 300 people. They also demanded life sentences for three senior crew members of the ship. The prosecutor sought lesser sentences for the remaining 11 crew members. The court is also expected to set a later date, later today to deliver its verdict. Ferry victim family members were present in the courtroom today. The captain and goalkeeper of South Africa's national football team has been shot dead at a home near Johannesburg. 27-year-old Senzo Miyiwa was gunned down after two men entered the house in a township where he was staying. Another accomplice waited outside. All three fled after Miyiwa was shot. A $14,000 reward has been offered for information leading to arrests in the case. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says exit polls from Sunday's parliamentary elections show strong support for his push for democratic reforms and closer ties to the European Union. VOA's Daniel Sharp reports.
Ukraine's government agreed the rebel-held territory could choose its own leaders in December as part of a ceasefire agreement, giving the region 3 years of self-rule as a special status. But the rebels rejected the plan and aimed to hold their own polls in November. Nonetheless, President Petro Poroshenko, casting his vote in the former rebel stronghold of Slovyansk, was confident of Ukraine's European future.
I'm not hoping, I'm absolutely sure that after this parliamentary election, after this form of support of pro-European forces, including the presidential force, we will have a big, almost constitutional majority of the pro-European coalition.
Mr. Poroshenko's party bloc is expected to win the most votes in a hoped-for mandate to speed up much-needed reforms. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Moscow.
Election officials in Tunisia are counting ballots today after a key vote to select the country's first parliament since adopting a new constitution in January. Preliminary results could be announced today, with the final tally due by Thursday. British and U.S. forces have formally marked the end of combat operations in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province by handing control of the country's largest military base to Afghan forces. The British flag was lowered on Sunday in a ceremony at Camp Bastion, while the American flag came down for a final time at the adjacent Camp Leatherneck. China is considering scrapping 9 crimes from its list of offenses punishable by death. The official Xinhua news agency said today that a draft amendment to reduce the scope of capital punishment has been submitted to the National People's Congress. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America, English teaching and learning English. We begin with our English teaching programs, New Dynamic English and Functioning in Business. At half past the hour Universal Time, you'll hear the Learning English programs As It Is, the Technology Report, and This Is America. Thank you for listening to VOA.
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is The Harris Family.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Just great. Who's our guest today?
Today we have two guests. Our guests are Bob and Sandra Harris.
I remember Mr. Harris.
Well, Sandra is his wife. And in a later show, we're going to meet his two children.
And what are we going to talk about?
Today, Bob and Sandra are going to talk about their jobs and their family.
Listen and repeat.
Wife. Sandra is Bob's wife. Who is Bob's wife? Sandra is Bob's wife. Husband. Bob is Sandra's husband. Who is Sandra's husband? Bob is Sandra's husband.
Interview.
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guests today are Bob and Sandra Harris. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kathy. Kathy, I'd like to introduce my wife, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello, Kathy. I'm pleased to meet you.
I'm pleased to meet you, too. Sandra, this is your first time on our show.
That's right.
Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, as you know, we live in Florida.
In Miami.
That's right. We live in Miami.
What do you do?
I'm a music teacher. I teach piano.
Do you teach at a school?
No, I don't. I teach at home. My students come to our house.
What about you, Bob? What do you do?
I work at the post office. I'm a postal worker.
Tell us about your family, Sandra.
Well, we have two children, a boy and a girl. Our daughter's name is Colette. Our son's name is John.
Thank you, Sandra and Bob. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and repeat.
Sandra.
My wife's name is Sandra.
Colette.
Our daughter's name is Colette.
Bob.
My husband's name is Bob.
John.
Our son's name is John.
Interview.
Our guests today are Bob and Sandra Harris. Can you tell us some more about your children? How old are they?
Well, our daughter Colette is 18.
Our son John is 16. They're both in high school.
What are their hobbies? What do they like to do?
John loves gymnastics.
Gymnastics?
Yes, and Colette is studying violin.
So she likes music.
That's right.
Our guests today are Bob and Sandra Harris. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and answer. Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
Who is Bob's wife? Sandra is Bob's wife. Who is Sandra's husband? Bob is Sandra's husband. Who is Bob and Sandra's son? John is Bob and Sandra's son. Who is their daughter? Colette is their daughter. Who is Colette's brother? John is Colette's brother. Who is John's sister? Colette is John's sister.
Email.
We're back with Bob and Sandra Harris. Now let's look at our email. We have an email from Carmen in Mexico City. Her question is, do most Americans have two children?
Well, many American families have one or two children. Some families have three children or more.
And some American families have no children.
Thank you.
Listen and repeat.
Most. Do most Americans have two children? Many. Many American families have one or two children. Some. Some families have three children or more.
Daily Dialogue. A Telephone Invitation. Part 1. Listen to the conversation.
Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Oh, hi, Holly.
What are you doing this weekend?
Not much.
Would you like to go to a movie?
A movie? Sure, I'd love to.
Great.
Listen and repeat.
Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Oh, hi, Holly.
What are you doing this weekend?
Not much.
Would you like to go to a movie?
A movie? Sure, I'd love to.
Great.
Question of the week.
Now it's time to answer last week's question. The question was, how many? Listen carefully. How many? Kathy, are you ready to play Question of the Week?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Here's your first question. Question number one. How many states are there in the United States? How many states are there in the United States?
I know that. There are 50 states in the United States.
That's right. 50 states. Now, question number two. How many holes are there in a golf course? How many holes are there in a golf course?
A golf course? Let's see. I don't play golf, but I think there are 18. Is it 18?
Yes, you've got it. There are 18 holes in a golf course. Ready for question 3?
Sure. Go ahead.
Question number 3. How many children are there in the average American family? How many children are there in the average American family?
The average American family? I'd say 2 or 3. Let's say 2.
2 is correct. The average American family has 2 children. You did very well.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing our game.
A question for you.
Now, here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
What is your mother's name? Oh, that's a nice name.
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For additional study materials, visit the DINED International website at dined.com. That's DYNED.com.
Well, folks, we're off the air.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Say, Max, I'm going out to dinner this weekend with my friend Anne. Can you recommend a good restaurant?
Sure. How about Sutter's Steakhouse? It's my favorite restaurant.
It sounds good, but I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, I didn't know you were a vegetarian. I'm a meat eater myself. And my son, well, he eats hamburgers, hamburgers, hamburgers.
Well, I love all vegetables, and sometimes I'll eat fish.
Hi, everyone. What's up?
Elizabeth, do you know a nice vegetarian restaurant?
For you, Max, Mr. Steak?
I'm the vegetarian here. I'm looking for a place for dinner this weekend.
Oh, I ate at a great place. It's called The Garden. They serve delicious vegetarian food, and they serve fish, too.
Sounds perfect.
It's nice, and it's not too expensive.
Well, we'll give it a try. Thanks for the recommendation.
You're welcome.
Now, English teaching continues on VOA.
Ready for functioning in business? Cue music.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
Functioning in Business is an intermediate-level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture. Today's unit is Confirming Plans, Part 1. This program focuses on making and changing restaurant reservations. Interview.
On today's program, I'll be talking with Michael Epstein. Mr. Epstein is in his office in San Jose, California. Hello, Mr. Epstein.
Hello.
The last time we talked, we discussed your phone call with Mr. Blake.
Yes, that's right. He and I talked on Monday just after he arrived in San Francisco. And then on Tuesday, Mr. Blake and I had lunch together. Afterwards, we drove around San Francisco.
You told him that you were going to arrange a meeting with your boss, Ms. Shirley Graham.
For a lunch meeting on Wednesday, yes. I made a reservation for 12:15 on Wednesday at a nice little restaurant in San Mateo.
San Mateo?
Yes, it's just south of the San Francisco airport.
Now let's listen to your phone call to the restaurant. We'll see how you made the reservation.
Dialogue. Let's listen in while Mr. Epstein calls the Jackson Grill to make a reservation for lunch.
Jackson Grill, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
For how many people?
There will be 3 of us.
Let's see. I'm sorry, but I don't have a table at 12 o'clock. I do have a table at 12:15. How would that be?
That would be just fine. Could we have a quiet table if possible? We'll be discussing business.
I'm sure we can arrange that. Could I have your name, please?
Sure, it's Epstein. Mike Epstein.
Could you please spell that?
Certainly. It's Epstein. E-P-S-T-E-I-N.
Okay, Mr. Epstein. We'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday at 12:15.
Thank you.
Variations. Listen to these variations.
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
I'd like to reserve a table for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
For how many people?
How many people will there be?
How would that be?
Would that be okay?
Could we have a quiet table if possible?
Would it be possible for us to have a quiet table?
Could I have your name, please?
Could you please give me your name? Interview.
You were able to get a table for 12:15.
That's right. They were busy at 12 o'clock. So I needed to check with Ms. Graham to confirm that this time was good for her. And then I needed to confirm the time with Mr. Blake.
Well, Mr. Epstein, that's all for today. Thank you very much for being on our show.
It's been my pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Questions. Listen to the question.
How many people will attend the lunch meeting?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
Jackson Grill, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
For how many people?
There will be three of us.
How many people will attend the lunch meeting? There will be three people, Mr. Epstein, Mr. Blake, and Ms. Graham.
Listen to the question.
Is there a table available at 12 o'clock?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
Let's see. I'm sorry, but I don't have a table at 12 o'clock. I do have a table at 12:15. How would that be?
That would be just fine.
Is there a table available at 12 o'clock? No, there isn't a table available at 12 o'clock, but there is one available at 12:15.
Culture tips.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Culture Tips with Gary Engleton.
Welcome, everybody.
Well, Gary, we have an email question about American restaurants.
What's the question?
The question is, how do I make a reservation at an American restaurant?
It's not difficult. They'll ask for your name, the time, and the number of people in your group. Some very popular restaurants will also ask for your phone number.
Why is that?
So that they can call you on the day of your reservation to confirm the reservation.
What if my plans change? What if I have to change or cancel the reservation?
Then you should call the restaurant as soon as possible. Some restaurants will try to call you if you don't show up. So it's important to cancel if you cannot be there.
Thank you, Gary.
My pleasure.
Sentence completion. Listen, complete the sentence.
When you make a reservation, the restaurant will always ask you for your name, the time for the reservation, and the number of people in your group. They will always ask you for the number of people in your group. If you have a reservation and you cannot go to the restaurant, you should cancel the reservation. You should cancel the reservation.
Business dialogue. Canceling a reservation.
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. We'll hear a woman canceling a restaurant reservation.
Softstone Cafe, how can I help you?
Yes, this is Suzanne Weatherby. I have a reservation for Thursday evening, the 21st, at 8 o'clock.
For four people? Yes, I have it here.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel the reservation. I'll be out of town that week.
Okay, I see. Would you like to make a reservation for another time, later in the month?
Well, I'm not exactly sure when I'll be back.
Okay, I've canceled your reservation for the 21st. I appreciate your calling.
No problem. I look forward to coming to your restaurant sometime next month.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you. Thanks again for calling.
Thank you.
Focus on functions. Reservations. Listen and repeat.
I have a reservation. I have a reservation for Thursday evening, the 21st. I have a reservation for Thursday evening, the 21st at 8 o'clock. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel. I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel the reservation. Would you like to make a reservation? Would you like to make a reservation for another time? Would you like to make a reservation for another time later in the month?
Gary's Tips.
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Engleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about restaurant reservations. We'll see that the people use a lot of the language functions we've been studying: requests, apologies, confirmations. In Mr. Epstein's conversation, we heard him making a reservation at the Jackson Grill. He begins with a request, using the expression, "I'd like."
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
The woman at the restaurant makes an apology, beginning with, "I'm sorry, but..."
I'm sorry, but I don't have a table at 12 o'clock.
She then asks for confirmation, using the expression, "How would that be?"
How would that be?
That would be just fine.
He then requests a quiet table, using the expression, "Could we?"
Could we have a quiet table if possible? We'll be discussing business.
I'm sure we can arrange that.
Finally, the woman confirms the reservation by repeating back the information.
Okay, Mr. Epstein. We'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday at 12:15.
Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
For additional study materials, visit the DINED International website at dined.com. That's DYNED.com.
Coming up next on The Voice of America, the Learning English Programs as It Is, the Technology Report, and This is America. Thank you for listening to VOA.